A message. This film has been modified from its original version. It has been formatted to fit your television screen. In a logo, our view soars up into the sky, where a crescent moon hangs amid billowing clouds. A cluster of balloons rises, carrying a boy to the moon's edge. As he sits, he lets go of the balloon strings and pulls out a fishing pole. The balloons rise. One by one, they pop, leaving behind giant block letters, DreamWorks Animation. Now a title. DreamWorks Pictures presents a PDI DreamWorks production. Now, in computer animation, a shaft of light illuminates a book with a worn leather cover. The book opens. Colorful pictures illustrate a story written in ornate calligraphy.
Once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, the king and queen were blessed with a beautiful baby girl. And throughout the land, everyone was happy. Until the sun went down, and they saw that their daughter was cursed with a frightful enchantment that took hold each and every night. Desperate, they sought the help of a fairy godmother, who had them lock the young princess away in a tower, there to await the kiss of the handsome Prince Charming.
A knight on the page suddenly becomes three-dimensional.
It was he who would chance the perilous journey through blistering cold and scorching desert, traveling for many days and nights, risking life and limb to reach the Dragon's Keep.
Prince Charming shoots a cabled arrow across a chasm and glides down the rope to a castle.
For he was the bravest.
He removes his helmet.
And most handsome.
He shakes out his long blonde hair. He's the speaker.
In all the land. And it was destiny that his kiss...
He uses breath spray.
...would break the dreaded curse.
He enters the castle.
He alone would climb to the highest room of the tallest tower, to enter the princess's chambers, cross the room to her sleeping silhouette, pull back the gossamer curtains.
A wolf in a dress lies in the bed.
What? Princess
Fiona?
No!
Oh, thank heavens.
Where is she?
She's on her honeymoon.
Honeymoon? With whom?
Now, home movie film footage shows a burly green male ogre carrying a female ogre to a gingerbread chalet. An onion-shaped carriage sits nearby. Shrek kicks the door in and enters. Fiona's head and feet break the wall. She plucks a bug from her hair.
So she said, what's the problem, baby?
Fiona feeds it to him. Now swarming fireflies spell out Shrek. Below, a number two encircled with a heart appears. Shrek shaves before the bathroom mirror. Nearby, Fiona shaves her lathered face, too. Now, Little Red Riding Hood passes a sign reading, Hansel's Honeymoon Hideaway. The ogre newlyweds answer her knock at the door.
Don't know nothing about love.
Tossing her basket in the air, the little girl flees. Shrek and Fiona swap a smile. Now, on a beach, the honeymooners picnic with the discarded basket. Fiona tackles Shrek, and they kiss with the surf pounding over them. As the tide recedes, a mermaid replaces Fiona in Shrek's embrace. Fiona hauls off the siren by her tail and hurls her into the ocean. Under his wife's stare, Shrek grins sheepishly. Now, a blacksmith removes a wedding band from a fire and places it in Shrek's hands. The ogre juggles the hot ring. It flies up, then lands smoothly on Fiona's finger, and the two join hands. Words glow on the band. I love you. The newlywed smile. In a flower-filled meadow, Shrek and Fiona run in slow motion toward each other. As they joyously meet, glaring villagers with axes and pitchforks chase them. Now Shrek steps into a rope trap and his head dips in the mud. As he hangs from a tree by one ankle, Fiona fends off the peasants who attack. She approaches her dangling husband and pulls down his mud mask, exposing his mouth. She plants a kiss on Shrek's upside-down lips. Now, in a mud bath, Fiona catches a fairy in a jar. Shrek shifts in the tub, and bubbles rise up around him. As he frowns, Fiona smiles. Bubbles rise near her, too. One of the trapped fairies bats the air away from its nose. Now, as a half moon hangs above the water, Shrek and Fiona share a tender kiss. Now, in a swamp, the newlyweds eye a rundown cottage.
It's so good to be home.
A sign reads, "Beware ogres." Shrek picks Fiona up.
You and me and...
Inside, Donkey lies sprawled in an armchair.
Two can be as bad as one.
Donkey?
Shrek! Fiona! Well, aren't you two a sight for sore eyes? Give us a hug, Shrek, you old love machine.
Houseplants wilt near a pile of mail.
Mrs. Shrek, how about a side of sugar for the Steve?
Donkey, what are you doing here?
I was just taking care of your love nest for you.
Oh, you mean like sorting the mail and watering the plants?
Yeah, and feeding the fish.
I don't have any fish.
Fish float in a bowl.
Oh, that one's Shrek and the other Fiona. That Shrek is a rascally devil.
Oh, will you look at the time? Well, I guess you'd better be going.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't you want to tell me all about the trip? Or how about a game of Parcheesi?
Actually, Donkey, shouldn't you be getting home to Dragon?
Oh, yeah, that. I don't know. She's been all moody and stuff lately. So I thought I'd move back in with you guys.
Well, you know, we're always happy to see you, Donkey.
But Fiona and I are married now. We need a little time, you know, to be together.
Donkey nods, flashing a toothy grin.
Just with each other.
The four-legged animal blinks.
Alone.
Say no more, say no more. You don't have to worry about a thing. I will always be here to make sure nobody bothers you.
Donkey.
Yes, Rumi?
You're bothering me.
Donkey's ears droop.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. I guess me and Pinocchio was just gonna try to catch a tournament anyway, so maybe I'll see y'all Sunday for a barbecue or something.
He noses the front door open and leaves.
He'll be fine. Now, where were we? Oh, I think I remember.
Shrek dips Fiona, then suddenly drops her.
Donkey!
I know, alone! I'm going! Hey, but what do you want me to tell these other guys?
Outside, two lines of regally dressed men play long horns. A messenger smacks the soloist with a scroll.
Enough, Reggie.
The mustached messenger reads to the newlyweds.
Dearest Princess Fiona, you are hereby summoned to the kingdom of far, far away for a royal ball in celebration of your marriage, at which time the king will bestow his royal blessing upon you and your...
He eyes the ogre.
Prince Charming. Love, the king and queen of far, far away, a.k.a. Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad?
Prince Charming?
Royal ball? Can I come?
We're not going.
What?
I mean, don't you think they might be a bit shocked to see you like this?
Well... they might be a bit surprised. But they're my parents, Shrek. They love me. And don't worry, they're gonna love you too.
Yeah, right. Somehow I don't think I'll be welcome at the country club.
Will you stop it? They're not like that.
Then how do you explain Sergeant Pompous and the Fancy Pants Club Band?
Oh, come on! You could at least give them a chance.
Oh, to do what? Sharpen their pitchforks?
No! They just want to give you their blessing.
Oh, great. Now I need their blessing?
Well, if you want to be a part of this family, yes.
And who says I want to be part of this family?
You did? When you married me?
Well, there's some fine print for you.
Oh, so that's it. You won't come.
Trust me, it's a bad idea. We are not going, and that's final.
Now, a trunk lands on the onion coach.
Hey, come on, Shrek, we don't want to hit traffic.
Pinocchio, three mice, three pigs, and a gingerbread man wave.
Don't worry, we'll take care of everything.
They make a beeline for the cottage.
Hey, wait for me.
Inside, the wolf dances. Shrek takes a seat in the coach.
Yeah.
All right, hit it. Move him on, hit him up.
Shrek gazes back sadly. Now a dwarf holds the reins as two white horses pull the carriage down a path.
Move him on, roll high. Knock him out, pound him dead, make him tea, buy him drinks, meet their mamas, milk him hard, raw, high.
The onion coach rolls past a forest bordered by snow-capped mountains.
Are we there yet?
No.
Now they ride through a thunderstorm.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
As snow falls, the coach travels up a narrow mountain ledge.
Hey, are we there yet?
No.
They cross a snowy forest.
Are we there yet?
No.
Later.
There yet?
Yes.
Really?
No.
On a bridge.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No, we are not.
Are we there yet?
No.
Shrek and Fiona grimace.
Are we there
yet?
Hey, that's not funny. Hey, that's really immature.
That's really immature.
See, this is why nobody likes ogres. All right, you're lost. I'm going to just stop talking.
Finally.
But this is taking forever. Shrek, and ain't no in-flight movie or nothing.
The kingdom of far, far away, donkey, that's where we're going. Far, far away.
All right, I get it. I'm just so darn bored.
Well, find a way to entertain yourself.
Seated side by side, Fiona and Shrek gaze off. Behind them, Donkey lifts his head. He gives a sudden grin, and his ears perk up. Donkey puckers his lips. The ogres flinch. As Shrek clenches his teeth and fists, the donkey smiles tauntingly.
Oh, for 5 minutes. Could you not be yourself? For 5 minutes!
Donkey cowers. As the ogres gaze out opposite windows, he sticks his muzzle between them.
Ah! Are we there yet?
Yes.
Oh, finally!
A just-married placard hangs at the back of the coach. Nearby, a sign reads, "Welcome to Far, Far Away." The horses pull the carriage toward the walls of a city, where a high stone arch also reads, "Far, Far Away."
Wow.
Donkey gazes up at towering palm trees.
It's gonna be champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
A horse-drawn bus passes.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
A vendor hawks star maps outside a Versarchery boutique. A fairy godmother billboard shows a voluptuous, bespectacled woman and a moving wand.
We are definitely not in the swamp anymore.
The onion coach stops at an intersection where a long horse-drawn limo passes. As a man stops and washes one of Shrek's horses, the dwarf coachman tosses him a coin. The carriage makes its way down a cobblestone street. Fiona spies Shrek frowning sadly. As she touches his arm, he forces a smile. Donkey spies a lady wearing a horn-shaped headdress.
Hey, ladies! Nice day for a parade, huh? Yeah, you working that hat?
The carriage rolls past an estate whose arched gate reads Rapunzel. Another manor's entrance reads Cinderella. At the top of a hillside, a procession follows the coach along a bridge. The carriage drives toward a massive palace. Donkey cranes his neck as the horses pull the vehicle under an archway. Up ahead, an enormous castle with spired turrets stands behind a jetting fountain. A white-bearded king waits beside his tall queen. Thousands of citizens crowd around the courtyard. Fiona heaves a sigh, watching celebrants waving and clapping as confetti drifts down. A view through the carriage window shows a long carpet extending to the castle entrance where the royal couple waits.
Announcing the long-awaited return of the beautiful Princess Fiona and her new husband.
The princess, the king, and two courtiers each shift.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it. This is it.
As the couple steps from the coach, a man opens a wooden box and hundreds of doves fly forth. The crowd recoils from the newlywed ogres. One distracted bird hits a wall and flops at the king and queen's feet. Thousands of citizens stare. As Fiona and Shrek stand with their arms at their sides, Donkey backs away.
Why don't you guys go ahead? I'll park the car.
As he hops into the carriage, the dwarf snaps the reins and it takes off.
So?
The ogres start up the carpet.
You still think this was a good idea?
Of course. Look, Mom and Dad look happy to see us.
Who on earth are they?
I think that's our little girl.
That's not little, that's a really big problem. Wasn't she supposed to kiss Prince Charming and break the spell?
Well, he's no Prince Charming, but they do look...
Happy now? We came, we saw them. Now let's go before they light the torches.
They're my parents.
Hello, they locked you in a tower.
Hey, that was for my own...
Good! Now here's our chance. Let's go back inside and pretend we're not home.
Harold, we have to be...
Quick, while they're not looking, we can make a run for it.
Shrek, stop it! Everything's gonna be...
A disaster! There is no way...
You can do this.
But I really, really,
really
don't
want to
be...
Yeah.
The two couples meet at the carpet's midpoint.
Mom... Dad.
Fiona hugs her parents.
I'd like you to meet my husband, Shrek.
He smiles. The queen half smiles. The king's face shows intrigued disgust.
It's easy to see where Fiona gets her good looks from.
Now, at one end of a banquet table, Shrek sits, grinning. His smile droops into a queasy frown. Fiona daintily forks escargot from a dimpled bowl. As Queen Lillian lifts one on her tiny fork, she glances around nervously. King Harold glares at Shrek from the head of the table. Shrek eyes his escargot, then pops a whole one into his mouth. Harold scowls over his escargot. Shrek flashes his ragged and yellowed smile. Fiona sips from a cup. She covers her lips.
Excuse me.
Better out than in, I always say, eh, Fiona?
Harold eyes Fiona and his son-in-law sourly.
That's good.
The newlyweds slouch.
I guess not.
What do you mean not on the list? Don't tell me you don't know who I am.
Donkey bursts in.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Thanks for waiting.
He sits at the table.
No, no, bad donkey, bad, down.
No, 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 Dad, it's all right, it's all right. He's with us. He helped rescue me from the dragon.
Yep, that's me, the noble steed. Hey, waiter, how about a bowl for the steed?
Oh, boy.
Shrek tastes a finger bowl's contents.
Shrek.
Yeah? Oh, sorry. Great soup, Mrs. Q.
No, 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 darling.
Fiona washes her fingers in it.
Oh.
So, Fiona, tell us about where you live.
Well, Shrek owns his own land. Don't you, honey?
Oh, yes. It's in an enchanted forest, abundant in squirrels and cute little duckies and...
What? I know you ain't talking about the swamp.
Donkey.
An ogre from a swamp. Oh, how original.
Donkey eats sloppily.
Suppose that will be a fine place to raise the children.
The king chokes on his wine, and Shrek accidentally sucks a spoon down his throat. The ogre pounds his chest and spits it out across the table.
It's a bit early to be thinking about that, isn't it?
Indeed. I just started eating.
Harold!
What's that supposed to mean?
Dad, it's great, okay?
Well, for his type, yes.
My type?
I gotta go to the bathroom. Dinner is served. Never mind, I can hold it.
The chef's servers bring platters of fruit, roast pig, turkey, lobster, and fish.
Bon appetit.
Oh, Mexican food.
Well, let's not just sit here with our tummies rumbling. Everybody dig in.
Don't mind if I do.
The king grabs away the lobster.
Those are the grandchildren I could expect from you would be...
Ogre.
Shrek grabs the turkey.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right, Harold?
Oh, no!
They each tear into their meals.
That is assuming you don't eat your own young.
Dad!
Oh, no, we usually prefer the ones who've been locked away in a tower.
Shrek, please.
I only did that because I love her.
Oh, hi. Daycare or Dragon Guarded Castle?
You wouldn't understand. You're not her father.
Shrek squeezes a banana and crushes nuts. Harold pulverizes crackers, then beheads a roasted fish.
It's so nice to have the family together for dinner.
Harold and Shrek each grab one end of the roast pig. It flies upward.
Harold! Shrek!
Fiona!
Fiona!
Mom!
Harold!
Donkey!
The pig lands belly up on the table. Fiona gets up and walks out of the room. Her father sheepishly hangs his head, and Shrek sadly gazes after her. Now, Fiona hurries to her room. As she swings the door shut behind her, a sign tacked on a string flips around to read, "Keep out." Fiona sadly crosses the bedroom to a writing table, then steps to a mantel displaying a toy dragon and a princess figurine. Fiona smiles briefly at them, then sadly strokes the figurine. Walking out onto a balcony, Fiona leans on a rail and gazes skyward. Fiona fights back tears. She straightens and blinks her large dark eyes. A tear falls onto the rail. A bubble floats down. As it bursts, dozens more float from the sky, reflecting starlight and bursting. In one, the plump, winged fairy godmother twirls weightlessly, waving a tiny wand.
So here comes my sweet remedy. I know what every princess needs for her to live life happily.
She pops her bubble with her wand.
Oh, my dear. Oh, look at you. You're all, grown up.
Who are you?
Oh, Sweet Pea. I'm your fairy godmother.
I have a fairy godmother?
Shush, 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 shush. Now, don't worry. I'm here to make it all better. With just a wave of my magic wand, your troubles will soon be gone. With a flick of the wrist and just a flash, you'll land a prince with a ton of cash. A high price dress made by mice, no less. Some crystal glass pumps and no more stress. Worries will vanish, your soul will cleanse. Confide in your very own furniture. Friends will help you set
a new fashion trend.
The furniture dances. A mirror shows her Prince Charles, then talks.
The prince with dead.
They'll write your name on the bathroom wall.
For happy ever after, give Fiona a call.
A sporty carriage to ride in style. Sexy man boy chauffeur Kyle. Banish your blemishes, tooth decay. Sailor thighs will fade away. And all of the hay.
A fluffy white puppy.
Here and there.
Flying cosmetics swarm Fiona's face. Fiona fights off the makeup. Fiona's normal dress returns and the lively furniture backs off.
Thank you very much, fairy godmother, but I really don't need all this.
One chair walks off.
Fine, be that way.
A bookcase blocks the door.
Fiona? Fiona?
Shrek and Donkey push open the door. Donkey faces the Bichon Frise.
Oh, you got a puppy? All I got in my room was shampoo.
Fiona puts the puppy down.
Fairy godmother? Furniture? I'd like you to meet my husband, Shrek.
Your husband?
What?
What do you say? When did this happen?
Shrek is the one who rescued me.
But that can't be right.
Oh, great. More relatives.
She's just trying to help.
Good. She can help us pack. Get your coat, dear. We're leaving.
What?
Leaving? I don't want to leave.
When did you decide this?
Shortly after arriving.
Look, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I need to go anyway. But remember, dear, if you should ever need me, happiness is just a teardrop away.
Thanks, but we've got all the happiness we need. Happy, happy, happy.
So I see. Let's go, Kyle.
Fairy Godmother jumps into Kyle's horseless carriage and they zoom off.
Very nice, Shrek.
What? I told you coming here was a bad idea.
You could have at least tried to get along with my father.
You know, somehow, I don't think I was going to get Daddy's blessing, even if I did want it.
Well, do you think it might be nice if somebody asked me what I wanted?
Sure. Do you want me to pack for you?
You're unbelievable. You're behaving like a...
Go on, say it.
Like an ogre.
Well, here's a news flash for you. Whether your parents like it or not, I am an ogre.
Shrek roars threateningly at the Bichon Frise. The dog trembles and covers its eyes.
And guess what, princess? That's not about to change.
Fiona bridles sadly and starts to leave. She stops in the doorway and faces her husband.
I've made changes for you, Shrek. Think about that.
She leaves.
That's real smooth, Shrek. I'm an ogre! Arr!
Shrek goes to the door and leans one trumpet-shaped ear to it. In the hall, Fiona hangs her head. Shrek leans against the door, crestfallen. Meanwhile, one floor up on the balcony of the master bedroom, Harold eavesdrops. Lillian lies propped up in bed reading a book.
I knew this would happen.
You should. You started it.
I can hardly believe that, Lillian. I mean, really. He's the ogre, not me.
I think, Harold, you're taking this a little too personally. This is Fiona's choice.
Yes, but she was supposed to choose the prince we picked out for her. I mean, you expect me to give my blessings to this thing?
Fiona does, and she'll never forgive you if you don't. I don't want to lose our daughter again, Harold. Oh, you act as if love is totally predictable. Don't you remember when we were young and, oh, we used to walk down by the lily pond and they were in bloom?
Our first kiss. It's not the same! I don't think you realize that our daughter has married a monster!
Oh, stop being such a drama king.
Fine, pretend there's nothing wrong.
Kyle's coach rises outside the window.
Oh, wonderful! Like to know how it could get any worse!
Hello, Harold.
Ah!
What happened?
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing, Joe, just the old hunting wound playing up a bit. I'll just stretch it out here for a while.
You better get in.
We need to talk.
Actually, fairy godmother, just off to bed. Already taken my pills. They tend to make me a bit drowsy. So, how about...
A thug frowns.
We make this a quick visit.
Harold gets into the coach.
Oh, hello.
He sits between two thugs facing the prince.
So, what's new?
You remember my son, Prince Charming.
Charming? Oh, is that you? My gosh, it's been years. When did you get back?
Oh, about 5 minutes ago, actually. After I endured blistering winds, scorching desert, I climbed to the highest room in the tallest tower.
Mummy can handle this.
He endures blistering winds and scorching desert. He climbs to the highest bloody room of the tallest bloody tower.
But, and what does he find?
Some gender-confused wolf telling him that his princess
if I can just...
is already married.
I mean, it wasn't my fault. He didn't get there in time.
Stop the car!
The coach lurches.
Harold.
The thugs crack their knuckles.
You force me to do something I really don't want to do.
She rolls down a tinted window.
Well, hi there. Welcome to Friar's Fat Boy. May I take your order?
My diet is ruined. I hope you're happy.
She faces the drive-thru clerk.
Two Renaissance wraps, no mayo, chili rings.
I'll have the medieval meal.
Yeah, one medieval meal. And Harold, curly fries.
No, thank you.
Sourdough soft taco, then. What do you want?
No, really, I'm fine.
Your order, fair godmother. And this comes with medieval meal.
A battle axe. Fairy godmother hands it to Charming. The coach zooms off.
You see, we made a deal, Harold. And I assume you don't want me to go back on my part.
Indeed not.
So Fiona and Charming will be together.
Yes.
Oh, believe me, Harold. It's what's best. Not only for your daughter.
She bites into her burrito.
But for your kingdom.
At Harold's balcony, the big thug shoves the king out.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
She tosses him the battle axe.
Use your imagination.
The coach takes off, leaving a cloud of fairy dust. Harold watches over the medieval meal battle axe as the horseless carriage zooms past the full moon. Later, the moon shines on sleeping bats hanging from leafless branches. Nearby, a shrouded horseman crosses a bridge leading to a large cottage-style tavern. The establishment's hanging sign reads, "The Poison Apple." The rider dismounts and glances over his shoulder. It's Harold. His worried face peers from under the hood. An eye peeks through a peephole, then a husky figure opens the door.
Come on in, Your Majesty.
Entering the gloomy pub, Harold passes the crooked-nosed pianist, Captain Hook.
Unlike my town.
A punch sends a brawler flying. Harold passes two arm-wrestling trees. At the bar, a headless knight pours a drink down his neck. The whole burps dribble. Harold notices a frog on a bar stool.
Do I know you?
No, you must be mistaking me for someone else. Excuse me, I'm looking for the ugly stepsister.
The bartender turns her manly face to Harold.
There you are. Right. You see, I need to have someone taken care of.
Who's the guy?
Well, he's not a guy, per se. He's an ogre.
All the patrons stare at Harold.
Hey, buddy, let me clue you in. There's only one fella can handle a job like that, and frankly, he don't like to be disturbed.
Where could I find him?
Now, Harold cracks open a door to a dimly lit room.
Hello?
Two glowing eyes peer from the shadows.
Who dares enter my room?
Sorry, I hope I'm not interrupting, but I'm told you're the one to talk to about an ogre problem?
You're told, correct. But for these, I charge a great deal of money.
Would... this be enough.
A pouch lands on a table next to the assassin's boot-clad feet. He slices the pouch open with a rapier.
You have engaged my valuable services, Your Majesty. Just tell me where I can find this ogre.
Now, beneath a castle-shaped clock, a pendulum swings as daylight falls on a canopied bed. Shrek sleepily flexes his hand, then rolls over on his side. On the clock, figurines of a prince and princess parade out, meet under the clock's face, and kiss. In bed, Shrek gazes to the canopy. A poster of a handsome, dark-haired man reads, "Sir Justin."
You just gotta let
Shrek gets up, rubs his eyes, and stretches. He peers out at the far, far away sign, then frowns. Next, he warms his hands at the fireplace.
I need some sleep. Time to put the old horse down. I'm in too deep, and the wheels keep spinning round.
Peering up at the fireplace's mantle, Shrek eyes the toy figurines. He wraps his big hand around the princess and picks it up.
Dear knight, I pray that you take this favor as a token of my gratitude.
As Shrek puts the pretty toy back, his gaze falls on a small ornate treasure box. He lumbers over to it and lifts open its hinged lid. Teeth clenched, Shrek snaps the lid shut and glances toward the bed. Fiona stirs. He opens it again and nabs a small book from inside. He reads.
Dear Diary, Sleeping Beauty is having a slumber party tomorrow, but Dad says I can't go. He never lets me out after sunset.
He turns the page.
Dad says I'm going away for a while. Must be like some finishing school or something. Mom says that when I'm old enough, my handsome Prince Charming will rescue me from my tower and bring me back to my family. And we'll all live happily ever after.
A drawing shows a dashing couple holding hands.
This is Fiona Charming.
Shrek leafs past more pages.
Mrs. Fiona Charming. Mrs. Fiona Charming. Mrs. Fiona Charming. Mrs. Fiona Charming.
Shrek drops the diary and answers the door.
Sorry, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No. I was just reading a scary book.
I was hoping you'd let me apologize for my despicable behavior earlier.
Okay.
I don't know what came over me. Do you suppose we could just pretend it never happened and start over?
Look, Your Majesty,
Please call me Dad.
Dad. We both acted like ogres. Maybe we just need some time to get to know each other.
Excellent idea. I was actually hoping you might join me for a morning hunt, a little father-son time.
Shrek looks away thoughtfully.
I know it would mean the world to Fiona.
He glances toward the bed where his wife slumbers. Shrek hangs his head and meets Harold's gaze.
Shall we say 7:30 by the old oak?
Later, in the woods, Shrek and Donkey trod a narrow path.
Face it, Donkey, we're lost.
We can't be lost. We follow the king's instructions exactly. What did he say? Head to the deepest, darkest part of the woods.
Aye.
Past the sinister trees with those scary-looking branches.
Check.
Yeah, and there's that bush that's shaped like Shirley Bassey.
We passed that bush three times already.
Hey, you were the one that said you didn't want to stop and get directions.
Oh, great. My one chance to fix things up with Fiona's dad, and I end up lost in the woods with you.
All right, you don't have to get all huffy with me. I'm only trying to help.
I know.
Shrek rolls his eyes, then faces his friend.
I'm sorry, all right?
Hey, don't worry about it.
I just really need to make things work with this guy.
Yeah, sure. Now let's go bond with Daddy.
Shrek and Donkey continue down the path. Someone watches them from a tree branch.
Well, Donkey. I know it was kind of a tender moment back there, but the purring?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I ain't purring.
Oh, sure. What's next?
A boot-clad cat pounces in front of them and draws a rapier.
I think I am. What
kind of... Fear me. If you dare. Hey, look, a little cat.
Look out, Shrek. You got a piece.
It's a cat, Donkey. Come here, little kitty, kitty, kitty.
Short tabby cat charges out of his boots.
Come here, little kitty.
Claws flex from his paws. The cat attacks his leg, then climbs inside his clothes. Shrek's shirt front bulges, then rips open. The sharp-toothed kitty shoots up from the hole. Now the cat claws Shrek's thigh. Donkey delivers a hind leg kick, but the cat gets out of the way, and the kick hits Shrek's groin.
Ooh. Did I miss?
No. You got them.
The cat leaps off Shrek, cartwheels through the air, and lands in his boots.
Now, ye ogre, pray for mercy from...
He cuts a pea on a tree trunk.
Puss! They would.
Ooh, I'll kill that cat!
Puss suddenly covers his mouth, then gets down on all fours and heaves awkwardly. Shrek and Donkey look on with freaked-out stares.
Ha!
terrible.
Oh, that is nasty.
Shrek picks up Puss.
What do you reckon we should do with him?
I say we take the sword and neuter him right here. Give him the Bob Barker treatment.
Oh, Mother Noble, for more. Please, I implore you. It was nothing personal, senor. I was doing it only for my family. My mother, she's sick, and my father lives out of the garbage. The king offered me magic gold, and I have a litter of brothers.
Whoa. Fiona's father paid you to do this?
The rich king? Si.
Shrek drops Puss.
Well, so much for Dad's royal blessing.
Oh, come on, Shrek, don't feel bad. Almost everybody that meets you wants to kill you.
Gee, thanks.
He slumps on a rock.
Maybe Fiona would have been better off if I were some sort of Prince Charming.
Gee, that's what the king said.
Donkey glares.
Oh, sorry. I thought that question was directed at me.
Shrek, Fiona knows you'd do anything for her.
Well, it's not like I wouldn't change if I could. I just wish I could make her happy.
Shrek suddenly brightens.
Hold the phone.
He eyes Fairy Godmother's business card.
Happiness. A teardrop away. Donkey, think of the saddest thing that's ever happened to you.
Oh, man, where do I begin? Well, first it was the time that old farmer tried to sell me for some magic beans. I ain't never got over that. Then this fool went off and had a party, and he have all the guests trying to pin a tail on me. Then they all got drunk and started beating me with a stick going, pinata, pinata. What is a pinata anyway?
No, Donkey, I need you to cry.
Yeah, well, don't go projecting on me. I know you're feeling bad, but you gotta let your own...
Puss stomps on Donkey's hoof. Shrek holds out the card.
You little hairy little licking sucker.
A tear falls on it. A bubble emerges from the card. Then Fairy Godmother's likeness fills the bubble.
What? Is it on? This is Fairy Godmother. I'm either away from my desk or with a client. But if you come by the office, we'll be glad to make you a personal appointment. Have a happy ever after.
The bubble bursts into a miniature fireworks display.
Oh. Are you up for a little quest, Donkey?
All right, that's more like it. Shrek and Donkey on another whirlwind adventure. Ain't no stopping us now.
Woo!
We're on the move.
Stop, Ogre!
I have misjudged you.
Join the club. We've got jackets.
On my honor, I am obliged to accompany you until you have saved your life, as you have spared me mine.
I'm sorry. The position of annoying talking animal has already been taken. Let's go, Shrek!
Shrek faces Puss.
Shrek?
The kitty's paws clutch his hat close under his chin. His sad, precious round eyes sparkle up at Shrek. The ogre smiles warmly.
Shrek!
Oh, come on, Donkey. Look at him in his wee little boots. You know, how many cats can wear boots? Honestly. Oh, let's keep them.
Say what?
Shrek and Puss gaze pitifully at Donkey.
Oh, listen, he's purring.
Oh, so now it's cute.
Oh, come on, Donkey, lighten up.
Lighten up? Oh, I should lighten up. Look who's telling who to lighten up.
Now, Fiona's puppy licks her sleeping face.
Shrek?
Opening her eyes, she sees the puppy's excited face. Fiona sits up in bed.
Shrek?
Fiona finds her diary open on the table. One page shows a crayon drawing of her and Charming sharing a kiss. Outside, Lillian surveys two bolts of tapestry fabric.
Well, they're both festive, aren't they? What do you think, Harold?
Yes, fine.
Lillian quickly chooses one.
Try to at least pretend that you're interested in your daughter's wedding ball.
Honestly, Lillian, I don't think it really matters. How do we know there's even going to be a ball?
Mom! Dad!
Oh, hello, dear.
What's that, Cedric? Right, coming.
Mom, have you seen Shrek?
I haven't. You should ask your father. Be sure and use small words, dear. He's a little slow this morning.
Can I help you, Your Majesty?
Ah, yes.
Harold tastes from a bowl.
Exquisite. What do you call this dish?
That would be the dog's breakfast, Your Majesty.
Ah, yes. Very good, then. Carry on, Cedric.
Dad, have you seen Shrek?
No, I haven't, dear. I'm sure he just went off to look for a nice mud hole to cool down in. You know, after your little spat last night.
Oh, you heard that, huh?
Darling, the whole kingdom heard you. I mean, after all, it is in his nature to be, well, a bit of a brute.
Him? You know, you didn't exactly roll out the welcome wagon.
Well, what did you expect? I mean, look at what he's done to you.
Shrek loves me for who I am. I would think you'd be happy for me.
Darling, I'm just thinking about what's best for you. Maybe You should do the same.
He leaves her in the courtyard. Fiona hangs her head. Now in the woods, Shrek walks with Puss on his shoulder. As Puss whispers in Shrek's ear, Donkey follows, scowling. They glance back at him.
Just
no, really?
Donkey's scowl grows even more bitter. They halt.
Whoa.
Behind a quaint cottage mill, huge factory smokestacks loom against the sky.
Oh, no, that's the old Keebler's place. Let's just back away slowly.
That's the fairy godmother's cottage. She's the largest producer of hexes and potions in the whole kingdom.
Then why don't we pop in there for a spell? Spell?
As Shrek heads off with Puss, Donkey shakes his head. Now they face an elf receptionist. Two large portraits show Fairy Godmother's doting face.
Hi, I'm here to see the
Fairy Godmother. I'm sorry she's not in.
Jerome, coffee and a Monte Cristo, now!
Oh. Yes, Fairy Godmother, right away. Look, she's not seeing any client today, okay?
That's okay, buddy. We're from the Union.
The Union?
We represent the workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign.
Oh, all right.
Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
Jerome tilts the intercom away.
We don't even have dental.
They don't even have dental. Okay, we're just gonna have a look around. Oh, by the way, I think it'd be better if the fairy godmother didn't know we were here. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Hmm?
Huh?
Huh? Huh?
Stop it.
Of course. Go right in.
Shrek and his companions enter a cavernous room where short workers bustle. The workers wear hooded ponchos with built-in face shields. Dazzling liquid fills a vat, and workers study caged animals. A man pedals a conveyor belt that moves potion bottles. Others test potions, sending up smoky poofs. A machine twirls three barrels like a helicopter's rotors. Shrek spots huge double doors, then enters another doorway where light repeatedly flashes.
A drop of desire.
Up ahead, Fairy Godmother hovers over a cauldron.
A pinch of passion.
She magically tips a levitating bottle, then holds up a jug labeled Lust.
And just a hint of
lust. She pours a huge amount in. A heart-shaped cloud rises, then dissipates.
Sorry to barge in like this, but...
What in Grimm's name are you doing here?
Well, it seems that Fiona's not exactly happy.
Oh, there's some question as to why that is. Well, let's explore that, shall we?
She flies to a bookshelf.
Ah, pee-pee-pee-pee-pee, Princess Cinderella. There we are, lived happily ever after. Oh, no ogres. Let's see, Snow White, a handsome prince. Oh, no ogres. Sleeping Beauty, oh, no ogres. Hansel and Gretel, no. Thumbelina, no. The Golden Bird, the Little Mermaid, Pretty Woman. No, 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 no. You see, ogres don't live happily ever after.
All right, look, lady.
Don't you point those dirty green sausages at me!
They scowl face to face.
Monte Cristo and coffee. Oh, sorry.
Ah, that's okay. We were just leaving. Very sorry to have wasted your time, Miss Godmother.
Just go.
Come on, guys.
Now, in a hall, a worker pushes a boxy cart past a door. Shrek's hand reaches out and snatches the worker and cart out of sight. Now he wears the hooded poncho. Two gloves cover his trumpet-shaped ears. He pushes the cart across the factory floor.
TGIF, eh, buddy?
The poncho only covers his head and neck.
Working hard or hardly working, eh, Mac?
Shrek pushes the cart toward the double doors labeled Potion Room. Entering, he unlatches the cart's doors. Donkey and Puss lie crammed inside.
Oh! Hey, man, you want to get your fine Corinthian footwear and your cat cheeks out of my face? Man, that stinks!
Well, you don't exactly smell like a basket of roses.
In the circular room, bottles fill towering shelves.
Well, one of these has got to help.
Ah, I was just concocting this very plan. Already our minds are becoming one.
Yeah, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, listen, if we need an expert on licking ourselves, we'll give you a call. Shrek, this is a bad idea.
Look, make yourself useful and go keep watch. Puss, do you think you could get to those on top?
No problema, boss. In one of my nine lives, I was the great cat burglar of Santiago de Compostela.
He pounces up the shelves.
Shrek, are you off your nut?
Donkey, keep watch.
Keep watch?
Donkey peeks out.
Oh, watch that wicked witch come down here and whammy zammy a whirl of hurt all up your backside. I'm gonna laugh too. What you do, I'm gonna be giggling to myself.
What do you see? Toadstool softener?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sure a nice BM is the perfect solution for marital problems.
Alpha Celta?
Uh-uh.
Hex Lax? No, try handsome.
Sorry, no handsome.
Hey, how about happily ever after?
Well,
what does it do? It says beauty divine.
You know, in some cultures, donkeys are revered as the wisest of all creatures, especially us talking ones.
Workers spot them through the open door.
That'll have to do. We've got company.
Using a claw, Puss cuts a circle into the glass separating him from the potion. He licks his paw, then palms the circle out.
Can we get along with this?
Puss reaches in and grabs the bottle.
Hurry!
Its long neck fits through, but its fat base doesn't. As he pulls, the glass shatters. Puss and the bottle plummet. Below, Donkey leaps, catching it in his mouth.
Nice catch, Donkey. Oh, finally, good use for your mouth.
As lights flash, a security gate lowers in the doorway.
Come on!
Shrek grabs his friends and dives under. Puss reaches back for his hat as the gate shuts. They run. A squad of angry elves fires repeating crossbows like machine guns. Shrek flees along the conveyor belt, kicking potion bottles. A springy platform launches Shrek and his friends onto a contraption like a Ferris wheel. He climbs it amid a barrage of arrows and grabs onto the twirling machine. As he swings around with Donkey in his arm, Shrek's lips flap. Puss grins, clinging to the back of Shrek's vest. Now, Shrek tips the giant bat, and the elves retreat. As the dazzling liquid floods the room, Shrek grabs a hook passing overhead. His friends hold on. Below, the liquid douses a pair of caged swans, which turn into a ballet couple. Two workers get turned into a happy-faced clock and brass candelabra. The liquid overtakes the elves, who turn into a flock of doves. As Shrek and his friends land on a walkway, Donkey spits out the happily ever after potion. Shrek catches it and they escape. Later, Fairy Godmother surveys the mess.
Poltergeist, just get this place cleaned up!
Yes, Godmother.
And somebody bring me something deep-fried and smothered in chocolate.
Mother!
Charming, sweetheart. Oh, this isn't a good time, Pumpkin. Mama's working.
Well, what happened here?
The ogre, that's what.
What? Where is he, Mum? I shall rend his head from his shoulders. I will smite him where he stands. He will rue the very day he stole my kingdom from me!
Bird poop lands on his shoulder.
Put it away, Junior. You're still gonna be king. We're just gonna have to come up with something smarter, that's all.
Pardon? Everything is accounted for, Fairy Godmother. Except for one potion.
What?
She takes a clipboard from a flapping dove's feet.
Oh. I do believe we can make this work to our advantage.
She smirks, now on a forest path.
Happily ever after potion. Maximum strength. For you and your true love. If one of you drinks this, you both will be fine. Happiness, comfort, and beauty divine.
You both will be fine?
I guess it means it'll affect Fiona too.
Hey man, this don't feel right. My donkey senses are tingling all over, so why don't you just drop that jug of voodoo and let's get out of here.
It says beauty divine. How bad can it be?
He sniffs it and sneezes a gooey wad.
Aha, see, you're allergic to that stuff. You're gonna have a reaction. And if you think that I'm gonna be smearing vapor rub all over your chest, think again.
Boss, just in case there is something wrong with the potion, allow me to take the first sip. It would be an honor to lay my life on the line for you.
No, I don't think so. If there's going to be any animal testing, I'm going to do it. That's the best friend's job. Now give me that bottle.
Donkey grips the open bottle in his mouth and tips his head back.
How do you feel?
Well, I don't feel any different. I look any different?
You still look like an ass to me.
Maybe it doesn't work on donkeys.
Well, here's to us, Fiona.
Shrek, you drink that, there's no going back.
I know.
But no more wallowing in the mud?
I know.
And no more itchy butt crack?
I know.
But you love being an ogre.
I know.
But I love Fiona more.
Shrek, no! Wait!
As Shrek pats his stomach, Donkey and Puss duck behind a log. The hem of Shrek's tunic billows.
Got to be.
maybe, Shrek, I think you grabbed the 40 ever after potion.
Maybe it's a dud.
Or maybe Fiona and I were never meant to be.
Shrek gazes up at the rapidly darkening sky.
Uh-oh. What did I tell you? I think I feel something coming on. Shrek, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Oh, sweet sister, mother of mercy. I'm melting!
It's just the rain, Donkey.
They head off. Behind them, the snot from Shrek's sneeze hangs off of a mushroom. A brilliant shimmer engulfs the mushroom, and it transforms into a scintillating rose. The friends walk in the rain. They come upon a barn. Shrek draws aside a heavy wooden deadbolt, shoves the doors open, and enters. Later, he peers out toward the distant skyline of far, far away. He looks down at Donkey's concerned face and pats his furry head. Shrek returns his gaze to the city.
Oh, Shrek, don't worry. Things just seem bad because it's dark and rainy and Fiona's father hired a sleazy hitman to whack you.
Puss hisses.
It'll be better in the morning. You'll see. The sun will come out.
Tomorrow. Bet your bottom.
Bet my bottom.
I'm coming, Elizabeth.
Donkey collapses.
Are you all right?
Hey, boss. Let's shave him.
Donkey.
Shrek totters, then drops. Meanwhile, Fiona meets her parents in a cozy firelit sitting room.
There you are. We missed you at dinner.
What is it, darling?
Dad, I've been thinking about what you said. And I'm gonna set things right.
Ah, excellent. That's my girl.
It was a mistake to bring Shrek here. I'm gonna go out and find him. And then we're gonna go back to the swamp where we belong.
As Fiona grabs a suitcase, her parents follow her.
Fiona, please!
Let's not be rash, darling. You can't go anywhere right now.
Facing the downpour, Fiona collapses.
Fiona!
Harold and Lillian crouch by her body. In the barn, Puss respectfully doffs his hat before the bodies of Shrek and Donkey. Outside, a brilliant shaft of light suddenly shines from the barn doorway. More rays filter through tiny holes in the roof. Back in the castle, Lillian and Harold stand over Fiona, now tucked in her bed. They hesitantly leave her bedside. Our view withdraws through a window out into the rain. A brilliant burst of light suddenly shines through it, then all fades to complete darkness. Now, a blurry sideways view focuses on a peasant woman's pretty face resting on the barn floor.
Shh, quiet. Look at him. Good morning, sleepyhead.
Three women face us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We love your kitty.
One holds Puss.
My head.
Here, I fetched you a pail of water.
Oh, thanks.
Shrek's view peers down at two human hands. Then he sees his ruggedly handsome face reflected in the bucket. Whoa. He touches his new human head.
A cute button nose, thick wavy locks, taut round buttocks. I'm...
Gorgeous.
I'll say.
I'm Jill. What's your name?
Shrek.
Shrek? Wow. Are you from Europe?
You're so tense.
I want to rub his shoulders.
I got it covered, thanks.
I don't have anything to rub. Well, get in line.
Have you ladies seen my donkey?
Who are you calling donkey?
A white horse smiles.
Donkey? You're a...
A stallion, baby! I can win it! I can count! Look at me, Shrek. I'm trotting! That's some quality potion. What's in that stuff?
Oh, don't take the potion, Mr. Buzz. It's very bad.
Puss reads the bottle.
Warning. Side effects may include burning, itching, oozing, weeping. Not intended for heart patients or those with nervous disorders.
Trotting in place. Trotting in place. Yeah!
Shrek and the maiden stare.
What?
Señor, to make the effects of this potion permanent, the drinker must obtain his true love's kiss by midnight.
Midnight? Why is it always midnight?
Oh, pick me. I'll be your true love.
I'll be your true love.
I'll be true. Enough.
Look, ladies, I already have a true love.
Aww. And take it from me, boss. You're going to have one satisfied princess.
And let's face it, you are a lot easier on the eyes.
But inside, you're still the same old mean, salty, easy, cantankerous, stanky, all right, then, foul, angry ogre you always been.
And you're still the same annoying donkey.
Yeah.
Well, look out, princess. Here comes the new me.
His pants fall down.
First things first. We need to get you out of those clothes.
Now, in the woods, a carriage heads down a path.
Ready?
Ready.
Shrek, Donkey, and Puss hide on the side of a bridge.
Ah! Driver, stop!
A wigged man hops out. Donkey lies behind the carriage.
I'm blind! I'm blind! Tell the truth, will I ever be able to play the violin again?
Oh, you poor creature. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, I guess there is one thing.
Take off the powdered wig and step away from your drawers.
As Puss aims his sword, the man removes his wig. Shrek puts it on.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Shrek examines his new clothing. As his friends roll on the ground, he pulls off a fake beauty mark.
Father? Is everything all right, Father?
A goateed man exits the carriage, sees the trio, and ducks back in.
Thank you, gentlemen. Someday I will repay you. Unless, of course, I can't find you or if I forget.
Donkey rears and Puss falls off. Now, in far, far away, they cautiously ride down a main street. As they pass, a couple of women on the sidewalk stare. In front of a shop, several men with pitchforks look up. Shrek sheepishly grins and waves. The men wave back.
Danger! Don't face the strange changes.
Don't wanna be a richer one.
Shrek looks at three ladies and waves. The women swap gleeful smiles. In slow motion, Donkey sways his silky mane, then rears athletically in his stallion body.
Time may change me.
They gallop toward the castle and stop before two guards.
Oh, tell Princess Fiona her husband, Sir Shrek, is here to see her.
As a guard enters, a dove flies high above. Our view soars into Fiona's bedroom. Behind the curtains of her four-poster bed, Fiona's shadowy form stretches. At a vanity, water pours from a pitcher into a bowl. A hand towel gets tugged from its hook. Fiona looks in the mirror as she dries off her human face.
Fiona!
Shrek hops off Donkey and races inside. As he frantically rushes one way, Fiona steps from a door behind him. Upstairs, he enters her room.
Fiona.
A cloaked figure floats before the window.
Hello, handsome.
Fairy godmother faces him.
Shrek!
Outside.
Princess!
Donkey?
Wow, that potion worked on you too, huh?
What potion?
Oh, it's kind of a long story, but see, Shrek and I took some magic potion, and well, now, we're sexy!
She sees Puss.
Shrek?
The cat looks up from licking the inside of his upstretched leg.
For you, baby, I could be.
Yeah, you wish.
Donkey, where is Shrek?
He just went inside looking for you.
She heads back up the stairs.
Shrek!
In the bedroom.
Fiona! Fiona!
Using her wand, Fairy Godmother blocks his escape.
You wanna dance, pretty boy?
A desk blocks his path. Fairy Godmother seals the balcony.
You're going so soon. But don't you want to see your wife?
Shrek scowls.
Fiona.
Elsewhere, Charming waits on a balcony.
Shrek?
Aye, Fiona. It is me.
What happened to your voice?
The potion changed a lot of things, Fiona.
He takes her hand.
Not the way I feel about you.
Fiona?
Her parents approach.
Charming?
Do you think so? Dad. I was so hoping you'd approve.
Who are you?
Mom, it's me, Shrek. I know you never get a second chance at a first impression, but well, what do you think?
As Harold smiles weakly, Fiona knits her brow. Charming hugs her. Watching from the distant bedroom window, Shrek pounds on the glass.
Fiona! Fiona!
Fiona! Fiona! Oh, shoot. I don't think they can hear us, Pigeon.
Shrek sighs and drops his gaze.
Don't you think you've already messed her life up enough?
I just wanted her to be happy.
And now she can be. Oh, sweetheart. She's finally found the prince of her dreams.
But look at me. Look what I've done for her.
It's time you stop living in a fairy tale, Shrek. She's a princess. And you're an ogre. That's something no amount of potion is ever going to change.
He hangs his head, then gazes back outside. Charming Fiona and her parents leave the lower balcony.
But I love her.
If you really love her, you'll let her go.
Now Shrek walks out of the castle.
Shrek? Señor.
Hey, what's going on? Where you going?
Inside, Charming walks with his arm around Fiona's waist. Fiona looks to her parents, then heads away.
You wouldn't have had anything to do with this, would you, Harold?
The king bows his head. Later, Captain Hook plays piano at the Poison Apple.
People just ain't no good.
At the bar, Shrek, Donkey, and Puss slouch. The ugly stepsister brings milk in a bottle.
There you go, boys.
Just leave the bottle, Doris.
Hey, why the long face?
Donkey glares at him.
It was all just a stupid mistake. I never should have rescued her from that tower in the first place.
Puss downs a shot of milk.
I hate Mondays.
I can't believe you're going to just walk away from the best thing that ever happened to you.
What choice do I have? She loves that pretty boy, Prince Charming.
Oh, come on now. Is he really that good looking?
Are you kidding? He's gorgeous. He has a face that looks like it was carved by angels.
Oh, he sounds dreamy.
You know, shockingly, this isn't making me feel any better.
Shrek rests his head against his hand.
Look, guys, it's for the best. Mom and Dad approve, and Fiona gets the man she's always dreamed of. Everybody wins.
A cloaked herald enters.
Except for you. I don't get it, Shrek. You love Fiona.
Aye. And that's why I have to let her go.
Excuse me.
Shrek looks over.
Is she here?
She's, in the back.
Harold passes between the two thugs.
Oh, hello again.
He opens the door and disappears into the back room. Harold removes his hood.
Fairy godmother? Charming.
Oh, you better have a good reason for dragging us down here, Harold.
Well, I'm afraid Fiona isn't really warming up to Prince Charming.
FYI, not my fault.
No, of course it's not, dear.
I mean, how charming can I be when I have to pretend I'm that dreadful ogre?
No, it's nobody's fault. Perhaps it's best if we just call the whole thing off, okay?
What?
I mean, you can't force someone to fall in love.
Shrek listens outside the window.
I do it all the time. Have Fiona drink this, and she'll fall in love with the first man she kisses, which will be Charming.
She hands him a vial.
No.
What did you say?
I can't. I won't do it.
Oh, yes, you will. If you remember, I helped you with your happily ever after. And I can take it away just as easily. Is that what you want? Is it?
Harold recoils from her wand.
No.
Good boy. Now, we have to go. I need to do Charming's hair before the ball. He's hopeless. You know, he's all high in the front. He can never get to the back. You always need someone to do the back of your hair.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
Mother!
They spot Donkey and Shrek.
Mary, a talking horse.
The ogre!
Shrek rides Donkey past some guards.
Stop them! Thieves! Bandits! Stop them!
Now fireworks burst over the castle.
The ads are fab and it's gluteus to the maximus here tonight's far, far away royal ball blowout.
As people gather at a red carpet, medieval Joan Rivers faces us.
Muffets, curds, and waves!
Everyone who's anyone has turned out to honor Princess Fiona and Prince Shrek, and oh my, the outfits look gorgeous. Look, Hansel and Gretel!
They throw breadcrumbs.
What a crumbs for!
And right behind them, Tom Thumb and Thumbelina. Oh.
A worker sweeps the small couple into a dustpan.
Here comes Sleeping Beauty!
She falls out of her carriage, unconscious.
Sing! Oh, who's this? Who's this? Who is this? Oh, it's the one! It's the only! It's the fairy godmother! Hello, far, far away!
She flies over the carpet.
May all your endings be happy and far when you know the rest.
At Shrek's cottage, a magic mirror works like a TV set and has a talking face.
I hate these ball shows. They bore me to tears. Flip over to Wheel of Torture.
I'm not flipping anywhere, sir, until I see Shrek and Fiona.
Bah, wizards on you guys. Hey, mice, pass me a buffalo wing. No, no, to your left. Your left!
A hot wing soars over the gingerbread man and lands in the fishbowl.
Tonight on Nights.
Ah, now here's a good show.
We got a white bronco heading east into the forest, requesting backup.
Knights chase Shrek and Donkey.
These madcap mammals, their devil-may-bear attitudes just won't fly.
In an alley, knights aim crossbows and arrest them.
Ah, police brutality! Police brutality! Come on!
I have to talk to Princess Fiona!
A knight grinds pepper in Shrek's eyes.
Away with it? Or did someone let the cat out of the bag?
You capitalist!
As a knight picks up Puss, he attacks. More knights pin him to a wall and remove a small bag of herbs.
Catnip.
That's no mine.
Struggling, the knights drag Shrek away.
It's Fiona.
Oh, okay. I'm a dungeon!
Tell it, Shrek. I'm her husband, Shrek.
They pepper him.
Nice.
Quick, rewind it.
Shrek, I'm her husband, Shrek.
Gaping, Shrek's friends stare at the mirror, then exchange looks. Now in the castle, Harold fixes two cups of tea on a tray. He sets down the teapot and lifts the vial of potion. He stares at a heart picture on the bottle and frowns. The sad father uncorks the vial and pours the contents into one cup. As steam rises in the shape of a heart, his eyes grow wide. Harold shakes his head. He enters Fiona's room.
Darling? Ah, I thought I might find you here. How about a nice hot cup of tea before the ball?
She faces the window.
I'm not going.
But the whole kingdom's turned out to celebrate your marriage.
There's just one problem. That's not my husband.
She points outside.
I mean, look at him.
On the red carpet, Charming poses for photos.
Yes, he is a bit different, but people change for the ones they love.
You'd be surprised how much I change for your mother.
Change? He's completely lost his mind.
Darling, why not come down to the ball and give him another chance? I mean, you might find you like this new Shrek.
But it's the old one I fell in love with, Dad. I'd give anything to have him back.
Harold's eyes shift sadly. Fiona reaches for a cup.
Ah, darling, that's mine. Decaf. Otherwise, I'm up all night.
Fiona lifts the other cup from the tray, blows on it, and sips the tea. She turns to her father. He half smiles, then lowers his gaze. Now, at the bottom of a stone shaft, Shrek, Donkey, and Puss hang shackled to the wall.
Hey, what about my Miranda rights? You're supposed to say I have the right to remain silent. Nobody said I have the right to remain silent.
Donkey, you have the right to remain silent. What you lack is the capacity.
I must hold on before I, too, go totally mad.
Shrek? Donkey?
Shrek's friends peer through a grate.
Too late.
Gingy! Pinocchio! Get us out of here!
A blind mouse lights a match and falls through the grate. Above, the pigs light three fuses.
It's a hole!
Shrek looks down. The smoke clears from the blasted opening and Pinocchio dives in. As the pigs hold his strings, the wooden puppet flips and weaves through the twine. He jolts to a stop, then squirms. His strings are tangled. Above, the gingerbread man frowns, then slides down the strings. Cookie lands on Pinocchio's back.
Quick, tell a lie.
What should I say?
Anything, but quick.
Say something crazy, like I'm wearing ladies' underwear.
I'm wearing ladies' underwear.
Pinocchio's nose remains small. Shrek grins.
Are you?
I most certainly am not.
His nose lengthens.
Looks like you most certainly am all.
I am not.
What kind?
It's a thong! Ow!
The gingerbread man runs down his extended nose with a key and unlocks Shrek's shackles. Shrek drops to the floor, then Puss.
Wait, ow, ow, hey!
As Donkey crashes, Shrek looks out a window at the distant castle.
What?
Puss!
Mm-hmm.
Puss spits out the blind mouse.
Sorry, boss.
Quit messing around. We've got to stop that kiss.
I thought you was gonna let her go.
I was, but I can't let them do this to Fiona.
Boom! That's what I like to hear. Look who's finally coming around.
But that's impossible. We'll never get in. The castle is guarded and there is a moat and everything.
The gingerbread man hops on the windowsill.
Well, folks, it looks like we're up Chocolate Creek without a popsicle stick.
As he closely eyes the cookie, Shrek hooks an eyebrow.
What?
Do you still know the Muffin Man?
Well, sure, he's down on Drury Lane. Why?
Because we're gonna need flour. Lots and lots of flour.
A goateed baker answers.
Gingy!
Fire up the ovens, Muffin Man! We've I've got a big order to fill!
Now lightning flashes over the bakery on Drury Lane.
It's alive!
At a cafe, as a couple reach for their cups of coffee, the liquid ripples. Palm trees topple. Donkey gallops down the street. Pinocchio, Puss, the wolf, and the three pigs ride on his back. A gargantuan gingerbread man stomps down the street.
Go, baby, go!
Shrek rides on his shoulder.
There it is, Mongo! To the castle!
Mongo sees a giant coffee cup.
Great, stupid pastry! Come on!
Mongo rips it off the roof of a Farbucks coffee shop. Patrons flee to another Farbucks across the street. Mongo finds the cup empty.
Mongo, down here! Look at the pony! That's right, follow the pretty pony! Pretty pony wants to play at the castle!
Pretty pony!
He follows Donkey, now at the ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Princess Fiona and her new husband, Prince Shrek!
Charming kisses his fingers and points at fans.
Shrek, what are you doing?
I'm just playing the part, Fiona.
Is that glitter on your lips?
Cherry flavored. Want a taste?
Ugh! What is with you?
But muffin cake.
He shrugs at his mother, who flies toward the pianist.
C minor. Put it in C minor.
Ladies and gentlemen.
She changes her dress into a glittery evening gown.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Princess Fiona and Prince Shrek.
Fiona, my princess, would you honor me with a dance?
He holds out his hand.
Where have all the good men gone? Where's the street boys?
Fiona takes his hand. A spotlight shines on the dancing couple.
Since when do you dance?
Fiona, my dearest, if there's one thing I know, it's that love is full of surprises.
Fairy godmother reclines on the piano. A choir rises from a backdrop. With Shrek.
All right, big fella, let's crash this party.
Mongo storms the castle. The guards launch a fireball. It strikes Mongo. As he staggers back, he almost steps on Donkey. A flaming gumdrop button drops from his chest. Mongo flails his arms angrily. He kicks the gumdrop over the castle wall. It smashes the catapult.
All right.
At the ball, Charming puts a long stem rose in his mouth and twirls. Harold covers his head embarrassedly. Back outside the gate.
Go, Mongo, go!
The guards launch a fireball from another catapult. Armored knights open a barrel, maneuver a spout, and crank a wheel. Steamed milk rises in a cauldron.
After you, Mongo!
The gingerbread giant yanks on a raised drawbridge. Guards empty the cauldron on Mongo. The foam clings to the gingerbread giant's head like a flip hairdo.
More heat, less foam!
On stage. Back outside the gate, Mongo yanks on the drawbridge again. Another cauldron full of hot milk pours down on him. His arms break off of his body. Mongo's body splashes into the moat. Shrek climbs up his crumbling arm and leaps in through the closing drawbridge. Back at the ball, Fiona and Charming tango. The prince spits out his rose and dips the princess. As he leans in toward her lips, she quickly puts the rose in her own mouth. He spins her back up. At the gate, Shrek slides down the drawbridge chain and kicks over a couple of guards. He opens the bridge.
Come on!
No! No!
Gingy grieves on Mongo's submerging face. Then Puss rescues the smaller cookie. Now Shrek and his friends ride Donkey towards six armed guards. The stallion leaps over their heads. As he races down a hallway, the boot-clad cat jumps off. Donkey halts as he and Shrek look back, the guards round a corner.
Go, go! Your lady needs you. Go!
As Shrek rides off on Donkey, Puss removes his hat.
Today, I repay my debt.
The guards stop and lift their visors. Puss looks up at them with his sad, precious round eyes.
Oh.
He leaps up and sword fights them back at the ball. Charming dips Fiona again and moves his lips toward hers. Shrek and Donkey arrive. Charming turns his head. Shrek rides Donkey down a staircase.
Hey, you! Back away from my wife.
Shrek?
You couldn't just go back to your swamp and leave well enough alone.
No!
Pigs on blanket!
Using a blanket, two pigs slingshot the third toward Fairy Godmother.
Pinocchio! Get the wand!
Shrek flings Pinocchio, who gets zapped by Fairy Godmother's wand. Fairy Godmother kicks the pig into an open window. As she brandishes her wand, the wolf huffs and puffs and blows her away. The wand falls into a little pig's grip. He passes it to Donkey. The wand drops to the ground and shoots a bolt toward Pinocchio. It turns him back into a puppet. Fairy Godmother and Shrek race toward the wand. Swats it out of her hand. Puss jumps off Donkey and catches it.
Pray for mercy from Puss and Donkey.
She's taken the potion. Kiss her now.
Charming grabs Fiona and presses his lips to hers.
No!
Shrek falls to his knees, and Harold takes a step forward. Fairy Godmother lifts her eyebrows as Charming backs away from the princess. Shrek's shoulders sag. Charming caresses Fiona's cheek. She touches his face with both hands, then headbutts him. He collapses.
Fiona.
Shrek.
Harold! You were supposed to give her the potion!
Well, I guess I gave her the wrong tea.
Mummy!
Mummy?
Charming throws the wand to his mother.
I told you ogres don't live happily ever after!
She shoots a lightning bolt at Shrek.
Harold
jumps in the way. The magic lightning bounces off his breastplate and hits Fairy Godmother. As she raises the wand again, she bursts into fireworks. Her wand and glasses fall to the ground with glitter and bubbles. Fiona rushes to her father's empty clothes.
Dad.
She hugs Shrek.
Is he? Yep.
The gingerbread man frowns.
He croaked.
A crowned frog climbs from under the breastplate.
Harold? Dad?
I'd hoped you'd never see me like this.
Hey, and he gave you a hard time.
Donkey.
No, he's right. I'm sorry. To both of you. I only wanted what was best for Fiona. But I can see now. She already has it. Shrek, Fiona, will you accept an old frog's apologies and my blessing?
Harold.
I'm sorry, Lillian. I just wish I could be the man you deserve.
As he hops off, Lillian grabs him.
You're more that man today than you ever were. Warts and all.
Boss! The happily ever after potion!
Midnight. Fiona, is this what you want? To be this way forever.
What?
Because if you kiss me now, we can stay like this.
You do that? For me?
Yes.
Shrek holds his wife's hands. She glances over her shoulder at her mother and father.
I want what any princess wants. To live happily ever after.
As Shrek puckers his lips, she halts them with her fingers.
With the ogre I married.
She touches Shrek's human cheek.
Whatever happens, I must not cry. You cannot make me cry.
The clock's hands reach 12. A sparkling mist spreads from Shrek and Fiona's joined hands and swirls around their bodies. They float upward. Puss jumps off Donkey as more sparkles lift the white stallion into the air. Shrek and Fiona twirl weightlessly. glitter rains down on their friends, family, and guests. A horseshoe flies off Donkey's trembling hoof, smacking him in the nose.
No. Oh!
His soft, bushy tail straightens and grows dense, and his hair turns gray.
No.
Shrek and Fiona, returning to their ogre forms, hug as they lower to the ground. Donkey plops down nearby, looking like his original self. He eyes his pot-bellied body.
Hey, you still look like a noble steed to me.
Donkey smiles graciously. Fiona faces her husband.
Now, where were we?
Oh, I remember.
He dips her and gives her a kiss. Lillian nuzzles her frog husband. Puss pops up.
Hey, isn't we supposed to be having a fiesta?
Uno, dos, cuatro, hit it!
As colorful fireworks explode over the stage, Shrek and Fiona trade smiles. On stage, Puss and Donkey rise up on twin platforms.
She's in superstitions. Cats and voodoo dolls.
Take it, Puss!
I feel a premonition that girl's gonna make me fall.
The wolf plays a lute.
Here we go!
She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction.
Pinocchio moonwalks, twirls around, and grabs his crotch. Leaning back on a chair, Puss pulls a dangling chain. Water rains down on him. A fairy dances in midair with a gingerbread man. The three little pigs spin the magic mirror and pose. In the crowd, the ugly stepsister tackles Charming to the ground. As Mongo sings underwater, Shrek and Fiona shimmy their chests back and forth. A boy leaps off the stage and the mob catches him. As Shrek dives off, the crowd clears and he falls toward Fiona's Bichon Frise. On the stage, Fiona sways her arms and Shrek shuffles toward her. As Puss dips the microphone, Pinocchio does the worm across the stage. Now, Shrek frolics through a meadow. The picture freezes and a name appears, Mike Myers. Donkey beams under palm trees, Eddie Murphy. In the dining room, Fiona belches, Cameron Diaz. Lillian cradles the Frog King, Julie Andrews. Puss in Boots licks inside his leg, Antonio Banderas. Harold dances around, flailing his arms, John Cleese. Charming spins around with a rose in his mouth, Rupert Everett. Fairy Godmother flashes her pearly whites, Jennifer Saunders. Now, as fireworks explode over the stage, Shrek, Fiona, Puss, and Donkey leap up in the air. The picture freezes, cut to black. Now credits appear. Directed by Andrew Adamson. Directed by Kelly Asbury, Conrad Vernon. Produced by Aaron Warner, David Lippman, John H. Williams. Executive producer Jeffrey Katzenberg. Based upon the book by William Steig. Story by Andrew Adamson. Screenplay by Andrew Adamson and Joe Stillman and J. David Stem and David N. Weiss. Music by Harry Gregson Williams. Music supervisor Chris Duridas. Editor Michael Andrews. Editor Sim Evan Jones. Production designer Guillaume Aretos. Visual effects supervisor Ken Bielenberg. Co-visual effects supervisor Philippe Gluckman. Art director Steve Pilcher. Supervising animators Roman Hui, Tim Chung, James Baxter. Senior production manager Denise Nolan Cascino. Production manager Kristen Chidell. Casting by Leslie Feldman. Now, at the ball, as Shrek and Fiona slow dance, Donkey sulks on stage. Puss arrives with two women.
Amigo, we are off to the Kit Kat Club. Come on, join us.
Oh, thanks, compadre. I'm just not in the mood.
We will cheer you up. Find you a nice...
The dragon touches down.
Oh, hey, baby! Been. I'm sorry, too. I should have stayed, but Shrek had this thing he had to do in a...
What?
Say that one more time. What are you talking about?
A floppy-eared little dragon lands near Donkey and breathes fire. A half dozen more flying babies wing over and pounce on their father. Shrek and Fiona look on, smiling sweetly.
Look at our little mutant.
Dragon blows a heart-shaped smoke ring at us.
I got to get a job.
Cast: Mike Myers as Shrek, Eddie Murphy as Donkey, Cameron Diaz as Princess Fiona, Julie Andrews as Queen, Antonio Banderas as Puss in Boots, John Cleese as King, Rupert Everett as Prince Charming, Jennifer Saunders as Fairy Godmother. Additional voices: Aaron Warner as Wolf, Kelly Asbury as Paige, Elf, Nobleman, Nobleman's Son, Cody Cameron as Pinocchio, Three Pigs, Conrad Vernon as Gingerbread Man, Cedric, Announcer, Muffin Man, Mongo, Christopher Knights as Blind Mouse, David P. Smith as Harold, Man with Box, Mark Mosley as Mirror, Dresser, Kelly Cooney as Fast Food Clerk, Wendy Belansky as Bar Frog, Larry King as Ugly Stepsister, Guillaume Aretos as Receptionist, Chris Miller as Humphreys, Magic Mirror, Latifa Oahu as Doll, Jill, Alina Phelan as Maiden Number 1, Generic Female Number 2, Erica Thomas as Maiden Number 2, Joan Rivers as Joan Rivers, Andrew Adamson as Captain of the Guards. Story: Head of Story, Chris Miller. Story and Editorial Supervisor, Latifa Oahu. Story Artists: Cody Cameron, Walt Dome, Stephen Gordon, Hamish Grieve, Mark O'Hare, Bob Persichetti, Rob Porter, David P. Smith, John Stevenson, Catherine U. Rader. Creative Consultants: Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio. Story Consultant: Ted Talley. Art Department: Character Design, Tom Hester. Costume Design, Isis Musenden. Character Technical Direction: Co-Supervisors, Lawrence D. Cutler, Lucia Modesto. Production Supervisor, Claudia South Martin. Modeling: Department Supervisor, Jeff Hayes. Layout: Supervisor, Bob Whitehill. Animation: Directing Animators, Chung Chan, Paul Chung, Donachada Daly, Anthony Hodgson, Trey Thomas. Production Supervisors: Tony Casanella, Jennifer Dahlman, Philip R. Garrett. Lighting: Sequence Supervisors, Michael Day, Susan Hayden, Janet Lavin, Jin Chang Liu, Milton E. Rodriguez Rios. Effects: Head of Effects, Arnold Lamorlette, Production Supervisor, Michael Garner, Matt Painting, Technical Supervisor, Michael Collery, Matt Painters, Tony Hatawa, Henrik Holmberg, Noah Klochek, Clothing and Finaling, Clothing Lead, Bill Sineshin, Finaling Lead, Kevin Rogers, Production Supervisor, Holly Edwards. Editorial: Second Editor, Michelle Belfort Hauser. Production Supervisors, Laura Lockwood, Julie M. McDonald. First Assistant Editors, J. John Dorst, Michelle Mendenhall. Technical Direction, Lead Technical Director, Jeff Beal. Production: Production Controller, Gary Wallabeen. Assistant Production Accounting, Mary Lou Finn. Wing Mei Vivian Liu, Humberto Meza Jr., Debbie A. Rosell. Animation Technology: Head of Technology, Andy Hendrickson. Head of Animation Software, Nick Foster. Research and Development, R&D Department Manager, Sanjay Das. Manager, Lisa Marie Lam. Technology Production Supervisor, John Colt. Production Engineering, Manager, John Krawbuck. Post Technology, Manager, Barbara Ford. Lead Film Technician, John M. Hanashiro. Color Calibration Technician, Christopher Campbell. Coordinator, Ann Dial McMillan. Systems: Manager, Michael Kiernan. Studio Resources: Manager, Ed Granlund. Supervisor, Julie Gumbiner. Artistic and Technical Development: Director, Rachel Falk. Training Specialist, Hoyt Lee Ng. Coordinators, Ellen Connell, Sarah Peck. Senior Technical Writers, Linda Ray Sand, Jonathan David Simonoff. Sound Designer, Randy Tom. Supervising Sound Editor, Dennis Leonard. Sound Mixing, Andy Nelson, Anna Belmer. Post-Production Executive, James Bashirs. Post-Production Facilities provided by 20th Century Fox Studios. Music: Music Executive, Sunny Park. Music Editor, Mark Jan Wodarkowitz. Additional music by Stephen Barton, James McKee Smith. Original themes from Shrek by Harry Gregson Williams, John Powell. Score recorded by Nick Wallage. Assisted by Olga Fitzroy, Jake Jackson. Songs: Accidentally in Love, written by Adam Duritz, Dan Vickery, David Immergluck, Matthew Malley, and David Bryson. Performed by Counting Crows. One, written by Harry Nilsson, performed by Eddie Murphy. Hawaii 5-0, written by Morton Stevens. theme from Rawhide, written by Dimitri Tomkin and Ned Washington, performed by Eddie Murphy. Le Freak, written by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, performed by Chic. Funky Town, written by Steven Greenberg, performed by Lips Incorporated. Fairy Godmother Song, written by Andrew Adamson, Stephen Barton, Walt Daum, Harry Gregson-Williams, Dave Smith, and Aaron Warner, performed by Jennifer Saunders. Little Drop of Poison, written by Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan, performed by Tom Waits. I Need Some Sleep, written by E, performed by Eels. Ain't No Stopping Us Now, written by Jerry Cohen, Gene McFadden, and John Whitehead, performed by Eddie Murphy. Ever Fallen in Love, written by Peter Shelley, performed by Pete Yorn. Tomorrow, written by Martin Sharnan and Charles Strauss, performed by Eddie Murphy. People Ain't No Good, written by Nick Cave, performed by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Changes, written by David Bowie, performed by Butterfly Boucher, featuring David Bowie. Mission Impossible, written by Lalo Schifrin. I Love Bosco, courtesy of Bosco Products Incorporated. Livin' La Vida Loca, written by Desmond Child and Robbie Rosa, performed by Eddie Murphy and Antonio Banderas. Holding Out for a Hero, written by Dean Pitchford and Jim Steinman, performed by Jennifer Saunders. All by Myself, written by Eric Carmen and Sergei Rachmaninoff, performed by Eddie Murphy. Holding Out for a Hero, performed by Frou Frou. You're So True, written and performed by Joseph Arthur. As Lovers Go, written by Christopher Ender Caraba, performed by Dashboard Confessional, in memory of William Steig, 1907 to 2003. Copyright 2004 DreamWorks LLC, all rights reserved. DreamWorks LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. A logo, PDI DreamWorks, distributed by DreamWorks Distribution LLC. A logo, DreamWorks Animation. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH, read by Leilani Jones Wilmore. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.